From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama has ordered additional manpower to parts of the Gulf Coast most threatened by the massive BP oil spill. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president announced the move today after getting a firsthand look at some of the cleanup efforts.
President Obama says the operation to mop up oil spewing from a BP well is already the largest cleanup effort in U.S. history, but it's not big enough. He ordered a tripling of manpower in areas where oil has already washed ashore, or soon will. The move comes even as BP is trying to control the leaking oil at its source.
Even if the leak was stopped today, it wouldn't change the fact that these waters still contain oil from what is now the largest spill in American history.
In his second visit to the Gulf Coast since the spill began, Mr. Obama tried to reassure residents that the federal government is doing all it can to stop the leak, clean up the mess, and rebuild an economy which is heavily dependent on fishing and tourism. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
The Obama administration has filed a brief with the Supreme Court contending that an Arizona immigration law is unconstitutional. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports the law imposes tough penalties on employers who hire illegal immigrants.
The Arizona law enacted 3 years ago requires local county judges to strip any employer of the right to do business in the state if that employer is found guilty of a second illegal hiring offense in 5 years. The law was challenged by the Chamber of Commerce but upheld by the lower courts. The chamber then appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the justices asked the government for its views. Now the Obama administration has filed a brief telling the court that the Arizona statute violates the explicit language of a federal law reserving for the federal government the imposition of penalties on employers who knowingly hire illegal aliens. The administration contends Arizona thus unconstitutionally elevates a state law over a federal law. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The effort to repeal the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gays serving openly in the military has cleared a hurdle. The House today approved a defense spending bill with an amendment that overturns the policy. It now goes to the Senate. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says even if senators approve the bill, no changes will be made until the Pentagon and White House sign off on them.
Nothing will change in terms of our current policies and practices. Current law, policies, and regulations remain in place, and we are obligated to abide by them as before.
Gates made the comments in a video message to the armed forces. Stocks on Wall Street slid today on word that Spain's credit rating was downgraded, ending their worst month in more than a year. The Dow was down 122 points to close at 10,136. The Nasdaq fell 20 points to close at 2257. This is NPR News. The Commerce Department reports personal incomes in April rose 0.4% over March, the biggest gain in nearly a year. Consumer spending remained flat. Democratic Congressman Joe Sestak says he never considered an offer from the White House to take an administration position rather than run against Arlen Specter in Pennsylvania's Senate primary. White House counsel Robert Bauer issued a memo today saying Sestak was offered a non-paying position on an advisory board in exchange for dropping out of the race. Bill Clinton was the intermediary for Sestak, who won the primary. Sestak says he talked with the former president for less than a minute. The brain hemorrhage that led to the death of former child star Gary Coleman today began with an unspecified accident at the actor's home. That's according to a spokeswoman at the hospital that treated Coleman. More from NPR's Howard Berkus.
Confirmation of the accident came from Intermountain Healthcare spokeswoman Janet Frank, who said she could not provide details.
I have not been given permission to release any other information other than has already been sent out.
A spokeswoman for the Santaquin, Utah Police Department says two officers were with emergency medical technicians at Coleman's home, but had no reason to file a criminal report. Both Coleman and his wife, Shannon Price, were arrested in the past on domestic violence complaints, but Coleman also suffered serious health problems. Price issued a statement read by her brother, Sean.
Thousands of emails have poured into the hospital. This has been so comforting to the family to know how beloved he still is.
Price said more information will come soon about the death of Gary Coleman at age 42. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.